Case number 9986, Wayne Klein, west of Road 409, 537 feet south of Route 24, a variance from the minimum size lot requirement to place a manufactured home.
Was originally in that Mumford
Road. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Mr. Chairman, this was originally a medical hardship with a mobile home on it, and they want to place a double wide, and I'm sure this gentleman will explain to you what it, and they don't have the square footage enough for a double wide on, in an AR1 district. So I'm sending some pictures down so you can take a look at. They're going to remove that building that's there, if you see where I put the...
Mm-hmm. Yes, my mother, I had to put her in a nursing home. Well, the whole family did. And when she went in there, I didn't know I was supposed to report in to you all. But I found out different. But I'm sorry about that.
So this was a hardship?
Yes.
Okay, now you're gonna subdivide and leave it on there?
My mother's got it down in the will that she... See, we put that double wide there for her to come over with us, you know, and we're going to tear the old house down, which I already tore one down, tear her down, she could stay with us, but it didn't work that way. She's got Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and she's doing better in the nursing home now, but it's been a long road.
The last time you were here, you were here for what reason?
For the
medical hardship.
That was back in 2004.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, but there was a house on the parcel also?
Yes, sir.
One house or two?
Two.
So you tore the one down where you put the double wide, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And is the other house occupied?
I took the stove out and everything and just using it for storage right now.
Okay.
You're going to tear that down eventually, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The board has to know that. Okay.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
So we're not subdividing this parcel?
No.
No. It's just they don't have enough square footage.
I got you.
To retain the double wide.
I got you. Okay.
But the application down the corner says see remarks attached, but my application doesn't have anything more than that.
Oh. There's three mistakes up here.
It's... That the CO was attached, the septic completion, that they pulled a permit, it's a 28 by 60 Fleetwood, and that the kitchen and the meter box on the house were removed, and it's just used for storage.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's what the notes were.
Oh, okay. I figured I'd remove that electric meter because fire or anything.
Is this a medical hardship or is it not a medical hardship?
It was a medical hardship. It was, I'll start you from the beginning. Back when 2004, he had a home on there, two homes. And he had a medical hardship. You approved that back in 2004.
For the trailer.
Right.
The mobile.
The mobile.
The double wide.
Double wide. And then what happened was that...
My mother went in a nursing home.
He wants to... That whole double wide there now,
yes,
right?
Sir.
The other house that was there that he was living in, they took the kitchen out, but he's going and they're using it for storage. Okay, so what he's going to do is he's going to tear that house down, so that leaves a double wide there, and it says in the ordinance you must have 150
three quarters of an acre,
which is okay, and that's what he's applying for.
Sure,
he's short.
Of 10,000 square footage, 270
square footage. You want to retain the double Y because it's in better shape than the house.
Yes, sir. Dave,
okay.
I told them when they brought the mobile home in to leave the wheels and everything on it, and I come home from work, and they done took the axles and blocked it all up instead of putting skirting on it. And they said that was their the way they were supposed to do it. I told them different. They did it anyway.
So he immediately, once he was in violation, he immediately applied to us for the relief on the square footage and what he wanted.
Who was they?
Capital Homes.
Capital Homes. Okay.
So how long do you think before you'll be tearing down the house?
I hope, well, right now I'd like to keep it standing until, you know, my mother, you know, hopefully nothing happens to her for a long time, but just use it for storage if I could. Okay. And just keep up the maintenance on, you know.
So you have no problem with us making the stipulation that if we approve this, that the house not be used as a residence?
Well, no, sir.
He did everything right when he came to us. He just was confused at what the procedure was.
And, yeah, this is all new to me.
Oh, you did.
I never knew this much into it.
Yeah, I understand, sir. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Yeah, so the double wide has been there how long?
Two and a half.
Okay.
And was it new when it was placed there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. McGabe? Any further questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9986. With a stipulation that the older dwelling is for nothing but storage and not be occupied by any people. And I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it will enable reasonable use of the property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve case number 9986 with the following stipulation that the older home be used for the sole purpose of storage only. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.